Hi, this is Sheila with the Communicate Influence podcast. Pretty well everyone is facing challenges during the coronavirus pandemic, and creative professionals are no exception. This week, I speak with Helen Campbell, a coach for creatives based in the UK. Helen has been coaching artists, musicians, and all kinds of creatives for 20 years. Helen gives four key tactics on how to deal with feeling unfocused or unsure about how to proceed during the coronavirus pandemic. If you're enjoying the podcast episodes, please consider supporting us at buymeacoffee.com. And this week, I'm saying thank you to performance and productivity specialist Damien McAlonan for his support. Now, a couple of messages from our sponsors.
I'm Kevin from Kef Technology Consulting, and I'm excited to sponsor this episode of Communicate Influence. Kef is a full-service web and business technology consultancy specializing in end-to-end web and e-commerce solutions. Visit kef.ca to schedule a free initial consultation. That's kef.ca.
Hey there, this is James Creech, host of All Things Video. If you like the Communicate Influence podcast, I'm sure you'll also enjoy my show, which is dedicated to uncovering the past and charting the future of the online video ecosystem. Tune in to hear interviews with media and technology entrepreneurs, innovators, and thought leaders as they share their perspective on this rapidly growing industry and lessons learned along the way. Check out All Things Video on your favorite podcast app today.
Hi, Helen. Welcome to the Communicate Influence podcast.
Thanks for having me, Sheila.
It's my pleasure. Now, Helen, you're a coach for creatives, and this is a special session that we've set up quickly to give some coaching tips for creatives, people in marketing, public relations, communications, and writers. So before we jump into that, Helen, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. So before I became a coach, and I primarily work with incredibly creative people, most of whom work for themselves, and I really, really love doing that. And I work with people in the UK and overseas. And before I became a coach, then I worked in PR and marketing for 20 years myself. So I started off coaching PR people, and I've expanded out from there. And so now I have makers, writers, artists, and I find the work really, really stimulating, and I just find it fascinating every day. For me, I coach clients who work for themselves, who are incredibly creative, and I generally help them to get towards some particular kind of goal. So I usually have six sessions with each client. We'll meet or speak on the phone or on video for an hour each. And my role as a coach is to help them move forward, identify what it is that might be holding them back, and achieve something that maybe is their dream, or maybe something they've wanted to achieve for a long time, and they're looking for some accountability, looking for some ways to overcome some obstacles. And at the moment, as you would imagine, with the virus and everything that's going on, actually the conversations that I'm having with clients are very, very different to normal. And actually being able to regroup and hold that space for people as they're going through so many different changes on a daily basis has been really vital too. So my role has changed slightly, but coaching has almost come into focus in a way. I would say it's become even more important during the crisis than it ever has been before.
It sounds as though people's needs have changed, and let's take a look at those needs and what kinds of things people are doing, what they're asking you, and how you're supporting them at this point in time.
Absolutely. So when people come to me for coaching, normally we're looking to meet a particular goal or target. It could be a financial or it could be a creative goal. What's happening at the moment is a lot of clients, their work has been put on pause. Their lives have been turned upside down. Their kids are running around at home. They're creating makeshift offices in their living rooms and so on. And so in the middle of all of that possible chaos that they might be experiencing, and fear as well, then having an hour where I simply hold the space And I'm there with them as they think and as they problem solve. And part of my role as a coach is to help people listen to themselves and listen to what other people might need as well. And so part of that process, as we've been listening and asking ourselves questions, it's taken us to all sorts of interesting places. So we've been listening to what people need and what they can do. And some of that has taken place as a skills audit. So a lot of my clients, when they've been working with me over the last couple of weeks, have noticed that they have skills that are incredibly relevant right now that maybe they don't use every day. So they might be dusting off those skills and looking at how they can be as useful as possible and feel as fulfilled as they can under the circumstances. And that might be tapping into skills that they haven't used for a while, because maybe the skills that they use all the time are on pause for whatever reason. So we've been doing some skills audits, and I would say that's a really useful thing for anyone to do right now if they have the time, because we all want to feel useful. And as communicators, we're incredibly useful right now. There's a lot of communication and listening that has to happen, really, for people to be able to connect, to move forward, to stay together, to be able to get through each day. We're asking questions all the time right now, and we're asking each other for reassurance, and we're worrying about whether we're making the right decisions. So communications are more vital than ever. The other thing that's happened is obviously all of our priorities have changed. So as well as listening and doing these skills audits and looking at how we can be most useful right now, priorities, working out how our priorities have changed can really help. So I've had quite a lot of clients asking me, should I still be charging for my work? Should I still be looking for new business right now? And there's been a lot of guilt coming up and a lot of uncomfortable feelings about charging for work. However, if we look at the priority, most people would say that their priority right now is keeping going, keeping their family safe, keeping themselves safe, paying the bills. And actually, if the priority is to keep the family safe, then being able to continue maybe with a lower level of work in terms of, you know, maybe you're charging slightly less or maybe you're doing slightly less work, but being able to keep things moving and provide for the family, if that's the priority, then yes, charging for work is probably a really, really good idea right now. And so we've been working through those kind of problems. The other thing that feeds into that for me, and this is something that I always talk about in coaching, is what assumptions are we making? So I've worked with some people who are making an assumption that their clients might not want to hear from them, or making an assumption that people don't need them right now. And actually, those of us who don't make that assumption and actually go out to our network, albeit in a sensitive way, and say, what do you need right now? What can I support you with? I suspect that those of us who do that, as long as we're respectful and appropriate, will continue to thrive, albeit at maybe, you know, a reduced number of hours or maybe at a reduced rate, and we'll be able to pick things back up after this has passed. Whereas people who are stuck like a rabbit in the headlights, who are not reaching out, I wonder if that might become a self-fulfilling prophecy. If we make an assumption that our clients don't want to hear from us and we don't reach out to them and then they drop off, perhaps that is in some ways in our control. And in not in every case. People are telling me, yes, they've lost 90% of work, and that in itself is completely devastating. But actually, going back to the skills audit, the other thing that I've been working on with clients as well as a skills audit is looking at your network and seeing, at the same time as some businesses understandably stopping right now because of the nature of the work they do, other businesses are seeing themselves absolutely at capacity and really desperately needing support and help. And so it's about being smart, I think, and looking to see where we can add value and where we can add support. But at the same time, remembering to prioritize our well-being, our family, so maybe taking things down to that, you know, to those reduced hours or whatever it is we need to prioritize those that we love that are close to us as well. I think that has to come at the top of the list.
Helen, the other thing that you were going to talk about was people comparing themselves to others during the pandemic, and how that you know, comparison of ourselves and our skills, etc., to others seems to have ramped up during this crisis. What's happening there?
Absolutely. So comparing ourselves to others is very rarely a good idea. It's very rarely productive. And that's for all sorts of different reasons. So when we compare ourselves to others, we're often making assumptions about what we think their life is like. We are often taking ourselves to quite negative thought patterns. So if we're comparing, we might end up feeling jealous or angry. If we're comparing, we might end up feeling inadequate, or that sense of so-called imposter syndrome, where we don't feel like we have the right to be in our role. And it just, comparing just leads to so many negative thought patterns. So I would never recommend it anyway. Mm-hmm. But now it seems to be exacerbated by what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so I'm seeing people looking around and comparing themselves and feeling like they're not homeschooling their kids as well as the next person, or they're not baking as well as the next person, or they're not getting dressed in the morning as beautifully as the... But of course, we're comparing ourselves to this Instagram world, which we know is very different from reality. And so I would encourage people who find themselves comparing in a negative way to examine what's going on there, and actually to try and stop that negative thought pattern, because comparison, it just leads to a really negative path in general. Now, we can turn comparison around into something positive if we look at what's called modeling instead of comparing. So identifying one or two people who inspire us and actually looking at what it is that they do and seeing how we can bring more of that into our lives rather than comparison, which leads to these feelings of inadequacy. So I would say for me, it's about turning it into just identifying one or two behaviors which would enhance our lives, and not beating ourselves up about what the next person is doing in the next village or in the next town. Mm-hmm. Being kind to ourselves.
Yeah, that's so important, isn't it? Being kind to ourselves and tuning into ourselves instead of letting our minds run down that dangerous path of worrying and feeling overwhelmed with what we're thinking and what we're feeling.
Most definitely. Yeah. And I think it's completely natural that we're all experiencing feelings of overwhelm and maybe of guilt and maybe of fear. And having a way of handling that can be really vital actually too as well. So somebody you trust that you can talk to, or writing it down in a journal, or whatever your method is. I don't think that we should expect ourselves not to experience those feelings, and it's completely natural and healthy to do that. But being able to maybe contain those feelings within a certain arena that's safe for us could be quite helpful. So it could be speaking to your therapist or your coach. It could be going and, you know, if you've got a punch bag in the garage or whatever it is that works for you, and being able to tune into those feelings and move past them rather than letting them, you know, almost like when your computer times out, just letting them spin around infinitely is not going to do us any favors.
Yeah. So four important tactics that creatives should employ during this crisis. If you need to, some might not, but I think a lot of us will. And that's really tuning in and listening to ourselves and listening to others.
Yes.
Do a skills audit, and don't be afraid of contacting your clients or charging for work.
Absolutely.
And finally, you know, let's not compare ourselves to others and focus on the value that we bring and the attributes and skills that we have.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. There's some very practical tips as well, which I've been sharing with clients who've been asking for them, which are around focus and around sleep, because those are two other things that have come up. Okay. So a lot of people have told me that they've found it really hard to focus right now. And I can totally identify with that. I've found it much harder than normal to focus. And I've actually been using an app on my phone called Forest.
And could you spell that for us?
F-O-R-E-S-T.
Okay, Forest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it grows these little trees, and it gives you 25 minutes where if you go on your phone during that 25 minutes, then the tree dies.
Oh. So
I was encouraged to use this by a designer friend, and it works really nicely for me because then you have a visual representation of how many 25-minute sessions you've done in a day. If you don't abide by the rules and you play with your phone during that 25 minutes that you're trying to do another task, the tree actually dies and it stays in your field, and so you can see it. So it's this kind of visual reminder. So it's kind of fun. But the 25-minute sessions, it also reminds me of what's called the Pomodoro method, which is about setting a timer. And it works on the same principle.
Yeah.
And then also you can, you know, if you want to, you can promise yourself a reward after you've done a certain number of sessions. So whether it's a cup of tea and a biscuit or go out in the garden or whatever it is, rewards are also quite important when you're trying to find focus and motivation.
Yeah. That's great, Helen. Well, it's been great connecting with you, Helen. Thanks so much. It's very useful information for people, yeah. And we'll do a longer interview soon on how you do coach creatives. I'm sure people will be eager to hear that.
Thanks for having me.